This is reposted.
Hello, and welcome to Reposted. In the next few moments, we'll be breaking down a post that we have found to be inspiring, interesting, or otherwise entertaining. Quotes that catch our eye and we feel are worth a deeper look. Thank you for stopping by. Today, we're joined by an old friend of mine, Emily. We met in 2007 in San Francisco. I was connected to her through an old friend. And the first time we met, you helped me move a couch. So right off the bat, we have a great guest today. We are going to talk about a book that just came out that you started 10 years ago. You published it this year. It's called Just Like the Ocean. It's a rhyming storybook that provides movement for mothers, new mothers and fathers to do yoga with their children, ages 6 weeks and up. And I think the story of this book, I know a little bit of it. It took 10 years to get published from the time you started it. I always say, just do stuff and get it out there. Larry always says, people have life and they have kids and they have businesses. So how do they do that? And I think you had every reason not to publish it, but you did it anyway. What kept you going to get this book out?
For me, the motivating factor was just sharing this sweet part of my personal life, you know, this interaction that I'd had with my kids, with other families who might feel the same, you know, kind of lack of support when it comes to ways to interact with their kid in, you know, like healthy, gentle movement. You know, at the time when I came up with the idea for the book, I was looking for ways that I could, you know, like be in my body and find that grounding that you get through yoga. But when I would go to classes, it was kind of either let's stretch the baby or mom, you do this. And like the kids will be over there on a blanket. It's cool that they're here, you know, and that's nice, but there wasn't that interactive play, which I thought, you know, adults do this with yoga. There's yoga that for couples or friends or whatever. Why can't we do this for babies? The fact that I had invested in this story and came up with these words that I loved and the sweet illustrations and everything, it's always been in the back of my mind ever since I came up with the idea 10 years ago and wrote everything down. Just, can I keep pushing? Can I get it out? Somebody must want to hear this story, you know? And since I've pushed it out into the world in the last few days with publication, you know, release coming up in November. And I think some copies are already shipping, which is so thrilling. People have been really receptive. And so it's just definitely validated me in such a way where I feel like all that time and effort that I spent and the time waiting as well, thinking the right opportunity will come, it will come. And it finally did. And it's been fruitful.
The book is Just Like the Ocean, a yoga journey for parent and baby. I have a couple of little people running around and I love when I get to share the connection of something I'm doing. Like, so when I'm volunteering somewhere, I like to bring in the old days when we could volunteer somewhere, I like to bring them so they can see what I'm doing. Or when I'm cooking, I cook with them. I like that you're making this connection. You're doing something that's important to you, yoga, with them. And I think it's that connection of doing something you love with your actual kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's practical benefits too. You know, the title, Just Like the Ocean, is talking about how the breath that you take, it sounds like the, you know, the sound of a wave, right? But as you're doing that, it balances out your own kind of emotions and feeds your parasympathetic nervous system, healthy, you know, good feelings. It also does the same thing for the kids as well. And you're teaching them from a very, very young age those benefits that they get just biologically. So, you know, there's nice things emotionally about sharing that experience, but there's also nice things physically about sharing that experience.
Is that something that you continue to do with your kids? Are you still doing yoga with them? I feel like they might be at the age where it's not as cool to spend time with mom, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's something that we still do together for occasionally. You know, I probably do it less with them, like the three of us, because at this point, they are less interested in sharing things with each other. But when it's like when I want some one-on-one time, then I might like go into June's room and she pulls up something on YouTube and we like go through a thing together that she's interested in. She's been really into like contortionism. So we'll do yoga stretching for contortionism, which is funny. And then my other daughter, Eleanor, who's older, she's 11, and we might do some like stress reduction or maybe fitness stuff that she's sort of into. So it's still prescriptive and like what they're interested in, I'll go for it and do whatever that is. But I just love that we're still able to reach some of those nice physical activities that are good for our bodies and also bonding through that.
We sort of talked about, you have a, like a subtitle for this book, Breathe, Connection, Relax. We talked about breathe, connection. What is the relax part of this book for you?
Slowing down, for sure. You know, for me, the whole process of creating the book has been a slowdown. You know, starting from the very first ideas about, you know, how am I going to take a break from my crazy day of like, you know, running a business, having a child, running a household and everything, to just slow down and write a few words that feel meaningful. And then later on, you know, thinking about other parents who are taking this book in, just taking a moment out of a busy day to spend a little time just centering, and that connection that builds over time, it's also something that you really do have to slow down to experience. You know, you're looking at your baby in the eye, or you're just taking a deep breath and setting aside other things that might be higher priority, but for that moment you can just relax.
I guess I have one more question before we get you out of here on the process of getting the book made. You told me that you got rejected by every publisher that you sent it to in the beginning. And like, what kept you going? I mean, it's not a natural thing to keep going when you keep hearing no. Like me as an actor, that's what I hear, and it still hurts every single time. But like, what kept you going to finally get this to the finish line?
You know, I guess it was just like believing in myself that I did have a story that was interesting and that people would enjoy and that it could be meaningful to others as it was meaningful to me. And then when I would explain it to people in industries adjacent to fitness or communication to mothers and babies and things like that, they'd say, oh, that sounds really, really great. I'm interested. Or I'd share some images from the story pages or illustrations or whatever. And they would say, I love it. You know, you have to get this published. So I just kept going despite people telling me, oh, this part of the market is glutted. There's too many baby books. There's too many yoga books or whatever. I just thought it was different enough to move forward.
I've checked it out. I definitely think it's different, unique. I've never seen anything like it. Guys, you can check out Just Like the Ocean, A Yoga Journey for Parent and Baby. You can find it on Amazon, eBay, anywhere you want to buy a book. I'm Andrew Keller for Emily and Larry saying thank you for stopping by.